Thanks, Matt. Certainly was a good win for our football program to go down to a team that was trying to get back on track. Their homecoming, things get a little out of hand at their homecoming for those of you who have been down there before. Our kids have been very resilient through the whole season, through the whole year. You know, even starting out 0-2 against a couple good teams, we came back and we're trying to make a season out of this deal here now, and we got we're in a position where you know, we can kind of control our own destiny. You know, we're going into the game, and two of our defensive back starters are out, two of our wideouts are out. Thursday, our starting center goes down with a stretched MCL, and he's out. And we get down the bus, and of course, you know, there's no rain in warm-ups. Then we get down to kickoff, sideways rain, and I go to get my headphones on, no headphones. So, you know, we're sitting here yelling. I had to send a player, get Coach Ortman down here, you know, and Coach Ortman comes down. And you know, for those of you who know, Coach Ortman's a longtime head coach, Council Rock North, my offensive coordinator now. You know, he's trying to hold on to all of his play call sheets in front of me. He's got like some sort of trapper keeper over here, and he's got. And I'm like, Mike, just drop all that stuff and start calling the game. Fortunately for us, we put a bunch of points up on the board, and we ran the ball effectively for the first time, I think, in my career. Had two running backs over 100 yards. Ran it. Teddy Conrad from CB West, a freshman, had 133, three scores. Has an opportunity to be one of the better running backs. We've had some good ones at our sinus throughout his career. Al Desiderio from Roman Catholic had 252 all-purpose yards, including a 77-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, and was a Centennial Conference Player of the Week for his efforts. Delco kid, interestingly enough, I don't want to put the headlines in there for you, Terry, but his stepbrother is our starting left tackle, Victor Jaramillo. So it's kind of neat to have two Roman Catholic Delco guys in there starting for us on the offense. Defensively, Chris Roundtree, another freshman cornerback, leads the Centennial Conference in interceptions. Greg Martell, a local kid out of Neshaminy, leads our team in tackles. Our defense has taken the ball away 11 times in the last three games, and has a 29%. Teams have only completed 29% of their third downs against us. So we lead the conference in third downs, and we lead the conference in red zone defense as well. Special teams. Derek Gianetti, another local kid out of Upper Dublin, leads the Centennial Conference in punting with 39 punts. He's had four punts over 50 yards, along a 66, four touchbacks, and something like eight punts inside the 20-yard line. So things are going fairly well for us right now. We're playing pretty good football. I think our kids, we got a young group, but we got a pretty good, talented group, and I think they're looking forward to what's ahead of us, which is Moravian College. And Moravian College, coached by longtime head coach Scott Dapp, Westchester grad, has really done an outstanding job with his program. Unfortunately for him, he's not having a great year. They're 1-7, and so it you know, Ursinus traditionally over the years, you know, we've played in some games in November and October that were meaningful. We're looking to win some meaningful games in November to get us you know, a couple an extra game or so in here as we go down the stretch. So it's a difficult game for us as there's really, you know, you're trying to get your kids motivated and Jimmy, we will lend you our practice field because ours has standing water on it as well. So fortunately for us, we do have a 60,000 square foot indoor facility that we can practice a full offense and defensive scrimmage inside.
We got like 30,000. Yeah.
Well, there hasn't been any horses in there, but our track team does go in there during the 4-6 time. So we have to get we have to go in there late But we do. It is over 53 yards wide, and it's certainly 100 yards long if you include the indoor track. So our indoor facility is pretty good, seeing as though we don't have. So we're probably going to have to get up on our game field Thursday, but we're looking for another indoor practice tonight. Justin DeCristofaro, our quarterback, had a couple subpar games in our last two. He came out and we threw the ball over people's heads to Al Desiderio, which Al is also the Centennial Conference 55 and 100 meter sprint champion. So it was nice to and we'd missed some. We had missed so many. We had missed four or five deep throws to Al in some key situations, and it was nice to get that kind of revved up and in our deep pass going. So we're excited about where we are. I hope our kids are going to be ready to play. It's we're putting a big challenge on them from our coaching staff and our senior leaders to not sleepwalk. We're back on Patterson Field, and we're looking for a great game against Moravian.